body in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Happy Friday. Yes. How about you, Matt? Are you, like, excited it's Friday?
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
I'm telling
you. The weekend's here.
I know. What do you have planned for your weekend?
I'm going to go to a comedy show tonight, check out Eddie Griffin.
There you go.
I'm planning it's going to be a sunny weekend. Maybe hit the beach, go for a walk.
I don't think it's going to be a sunny weekend. Where are you going?
I'm looking this morning. I'm like, it's a little overcast, but I'm enjoying the cool weather.
There you go. You know what? We're going to head out. It actually was light driving in here today. And if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm actually, well, it's Matt and I today. And we haven't done that before, have we?
No, we have not.
This is going to be really fun.
First time for everything.
You know what? Really, that's the only thing that you can be guaranteed that, you know, it's all good. Life changes and you just got to swing with the punches, right?
Exactly.
So anyways, well, I'm really excited. If you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and it's a feel-good show. If you've been listening to 1520 and you wondered, wait, who are these people? Or you were listening to 1400 and you're going, wait, what happened? You know what? Stay with us. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening in our lives every day, and one is, you know, the allergies. Do you have allergies?
On occasion. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
You know what's funny is, I don't know, did you have them when you were younger?
I did.
Oh, you always had them. See, I never had them. My husband never had them. Thank God my kids. My youngest son has a little bit of asthma, but allergies are kind of like creeping up on our family. You know, when you start sneezing, you're going, wait, I'm not sick. What's going on?
I'm happy it's just seasonal. I'm happy it's seasonal. Anything else?
Well, Mike Trangle is going to be talking about where we live and, you know, where if there's allergies just because where we live. So that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. Also, we have author Melissa Hallis on, and she's going to be talking about recipes for making our kids want to eat healthy. You know, it's funny, we had our guest on yesterday, 10 pounds in 10 days, and it's all about eating healthy.
She was amazing.
She was.
I couldn't believe it.
She was on Extra last night. She was also on the news. She was all over the place.
Oh, yeah, but you heard it first on the Kim Pagano Show.
That's right.
Guaranteed.
You got it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were really lucky to have her in here, so I'm really excited. We've got some awesome guests, and then we're going to be talking to Nancy Phillips, and she's going to talk to us about who can solve the financial literacy of problems on our youth. And you know what? Did you have any loans from college?
No.
You didn't?
No,
okay.
I didn't.
See, a lot of kids, they are all excited. They get into college and maybe they didn't get a full ride, right? But then they get their, you know, degrees, and then all of a sudden they've got this huge debt. And so she's going to help us of how we really need to, you know, start talking to them early so that, you know, they think, just, can you give me $5? Can you give me $20? Can you give me, that's my, you know, my kids. And they don't realize, wait a minute, that's 20 every day. And it's, you know, so I think it's really important to really talk to our children about finances. And, you know, it's just not like so easy. You got to work for it. So my kids are just starting. I'm like, we're going, okay, my young oldest son he graduated early from high school, but his dream is to be a NASCAR driver. And so we're like, well, wait a minute, you know, we've been helping you with this ride. Now you've got to find some sponsors and you've got to find your own way here. And you got to go get a job. So, you know, how old were you when you got a job?
I was 15. I got a summer job, and then I realized, well, summer football was coming up, and I was like, do I really want to work now?
Yeah. Yeah. See, I know.
I was in that mind frame, if I'm going to work for the rest of my life, I'm going to start when I'm 15.
Job?
I just got a summer job at Burger King.
There you go.
I was like, I'm just going to get a local food stand and just
having fun.
Yeah, just to try it. Just
exactly.
Get some extra spending money in the summer.
That's what it's all about. Well, you know, and that first job really means, it means a lot. And you don't realize when you're maybe not making very much money, but, you know, it starts to be the responsibility. And I've always taught my kids is to kind of put away half of it, and then they can save half of it. And then they can spend a quarter of it, because that's what you got to kind of live for, the rainy day. So anyways, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. We got Matt on our board, but he is part of us, and he's talking with us today. I'm so excited. This is what I wanted, Matt. I wanted you to be connected to the Kim Pagano Show. So anyways, I'm really excited. Also, if you are just tuning in right now and you don't know what the heck you're talking about, you know, what you tuned into, it is all positive talk here. And it's just about finding good things to talk about, good things to think about, any way that we can add value every day in every way. And who do we have on our line? Dr. Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. And what are we talking about?
We're talking about sinuses and sinus health.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're doing.
My name is Dr. Linda Dahl. I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and I'm based in New York.
Oh, great. Okay. So I thought that we were having Melissa on, but okay, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's great. So tell us a little about, is it where we live that gives us allergies, or what are we doing?
A lot of it depends on where we live and depends on our own body chemistry. So everybody has, not everyone has allergies, but if you have allergies, you can have allergies to many different types of things. They can be year-round or they can be seasonal, and the environmental allergies really differ based on where you live.
So what are some of the things that, what is the allergy capital of the world, you know?
I know, you put me on the spot.
I know.
There's a website put on by the Allergy and Asthma Foundation, and they list the allergy capitals, and they change seasonally.
Okay.
And they tend to be, for some reason, I know it's somewhere in the South where they have a lot more greenery. New York isn't one of the top places.
Huh, okay. And so is allergies more prominent when it's warmer or when it's colder?
Mm-hmm. For indoor allergies, they're present year-round, so things like dust mites, mold allergies, pet dander. And then the environmental allergies tend to be more bothersome during seasonal changes, so not necessarily hot or cold, more sort of the warmer weather or the in-between weather.
Hmm. And, you know, we have one of my girlfriends who's on my show usually on Tuesdays, Marcia. She had a really bad ear infection, and you're an ear, nose, and throat doctor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
She had to have, I guess, what they had to go in, and if she's listening right now, you know, but we kind of talked about it, is she had to go in and have, she used one of those
a neti pot?
A neti pot, yes. And she actually, we were talking about this on here, is that you can't use that after you're sick, correct?
Yeah, careful with the rinses. Rinses are fantastic mainly for prevention, and if you're not too congested, so for prevention of allergies and infections, and if you're not too congested, you can also use them while you're sick. But if you're completely congested, it's probably not a good idea.
Got really a bad infection, and she still has a little bit. I mean, the doctor said that her hearing will come back, but,
right. Uh-huh.
You know. Now, have those been around for a long time?
For millennia, they started
really?
Out really. The neti pot is really part of basic yogic practice. So many, you know, thousands of years ago, it was a way to keep your body just healthy in general. And then obviously it went out of favor for a long time, and now everything's coming back because people are looking for less medicinal ways to treat their chronic symptoms and more natural treatments. And the rinses, well, with a neti pot is really just basically like a little teapot, and you have to pour it into one side, it has to come out the other, so there's a technique to doing it that not everyone can master, but if you can, it's really helpful. But there are other products, and actually Waterpik makes a great line of products that have rinses with bottles that are easier to manage. So you can still do the rinsing, but you can control the flow. And they make a sinus pulsator, so you can really rinse out the sinuses without feeling that kind of waterlogged, backed up feeling.
Wow. So would you recommend them?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I think, much safer than the traditional neti pot because, like with your friend, she pouring it in to the sinuses, you can't really control what's going in. And with the Waterpik product, especially with being able to control the flow, and with the sinus pulsator specifically, you can control what goes in, and it's not a huge force of saline. You know, it's just really just a gentle kind of rinsing, and so it's safer. You won't get yourself into that kind of a problem.
All right. You know what, Linda, I'm going to have Mike come on, who is actually our next guest, too, and he's going to be talking about allergies. And, Mike, are you there?
Hi, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I want to introduce you to Dr. Linda, and she is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Mm-hmm. And Mike, tell about your position.
Sure. Hi, Dr. Dahl. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi.
This is Mike Tringale at the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
How are you?
And, the allergies, of course, are an important issue, not just in California, but all over the country. And we announced our spring allergy capitals this year.
Well, we actually just asked her that.
Yep,
so what
exactly.
Isn't that funny? We got our answer. I always say all the right answers come here. And I just want to remind anybody who's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I am your host here. We're talking to Mike Tringale. And Dr. Linda, what is your last name?
Dahl,
that's right. And so ear, nose, and throat doctor, and then also asthma and allergy specialist, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And so, Mike, what is the allergy capital?
Well, the allergy capital is a ranking of the 100 worst places to live if you have spring allergies. And, a lot of cities in California on the list this year. You're near Oxnard, California. That was number 77.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Now you're going in the wrong direction. You were number 94 last year. So something about the pollen in Oxnard has really pushed you up on the list this year.
There you go. That's it, huh? Now, what about, we are close to the ocean. So does that help or does that hurt?
Well, it's really hard to tell. You know, there's so many variables in how pollen is transported by the weather and by the wind. You know, we have all these diagnostic devices and technologies to track weather, and we still don't get that right. So imagine how hard it is even more to track pollen. But, consistent with what Dr. Dahl advises her patients to do, it's so important to just, no matter where you live, work with a healthcare provider to get your allergies well diagnosed and well treated.
Dr. Dahl, do you have any comment on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for most people with allergies, it's important to prevent. The prevention is the key because things kind of start revving up at a certain time this year, and a lot of areas in the country it's revving up a lot sooner. And if you can get your treatment in early, with some medications that you usually use, or with rinses or things like that, then you can really prevent your sinuses from getting harder to treat as time goes on.
So now, I'm one of those people that don't like to take a lot of medication because they make you feel drowsy or you feel like your hair is standing up when you that kind of thing. What would you recommend?
I think, medications have a lot of side effects. And if you can really get in early, more natural treatments, like I said, like the sinus rinses, can really help clear the lining of your sinuses, because your sinuses are your filter for everything that you breathe in. And if you're breathing in allergens that cause inflammation, then it's harder for that filter to work. So if you rinse them clear every day, kind of like brushing your teeth every day, then they can function more naturally, and then you'll be less reliant on medications or other treatments.
Huh. And now, is it hard to use those neti pots?
The neti pots. I think the neti pots, like I mentioned before, they do take some skill, and there are many different types available. There are some other products, like I mentioned, the Waterpik products, that allow more user control. So you don't have to pour the whole bottle into your nose. You can control the flow, and so they're definitely much easier and I think safer.
Is it like a water pick for your teeth?
It's from the same company, but it's a different product. They actually, you know, a lot of people used to, before they made these products, a lot of people used to buy the water pick products for the teeth, and they would put it, make adapters.
Really?
Because they love them so much for their sinuses.
Wow.
And now water pick makes a whole line of sinus products.
You know, it really makes sense that you want to cleanse your, you know, I mean, we're all connected, right? Our ear, nose, and throat.
Everything.
And so once you get clogged in somewhere, you've got to kind of clear it out, right?
Yeah, and if you wait till it's all really blocked up and swollen, it's hard to get anything through there, and then you'd be more reliant on medications. But if you can clear everything regularly, and the key, especially in allergy season, is to use it regularly and preventatively.
Right. And
you know, I can tell you from a patient's perspective,
yeah, please
very,
do.
Very glad. One of this new thing in allergy and nasal care, these nasal rinses, is really, of course, an old thing that's just been made new by these excellent new devices that make it easier to use. But what these allergy capsules aren't just based on pollen. They're also based on medication usage. And what we see over time in so cities that have people who are using more medications than average are the ones that go higher and higher on the list. And so when there's an option out there that helps people stay healthy all year long that's non-medicinal, that really helps them rely a little bit less on their medications, patients like that. And so those kinds of, you know, nasal rinses really help to do that.
Right. And now do patients come in, probably the question goes to both of you since you're both specializing in, you know, this area, allergies, period, you know, do they think it's something they ate? Do they think it's, I mean, is it just you automatically know it's your area, you know, that you're driving by someone, you start sneezing, you know, or, you know, do people come into the doctors a lot for that?
Most of the time people don't know what they're allergic to, or they start having symptoms and they don't necessarily make an association. Food allergies are very different than environmental allergies. So for some people, it's more obvious that, like, if it's during a seasonal change, then, you know, kind of points to the seasonal allergies. But, for some people, if they have year-round allergies or if they have food allergies or food sensitivities, it may not be as obvious because it's not they don't have a symptom immediately after exposure. There may be kind of a delayed response.
Right. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. It is Happy Friday. Does it feel like Happy Friday for you guys back there?
It does for me.
Okay. How about you, Mike?
Yes.
Do you guys have any big plans for the weekend?
Just to avoid the pollen.
So you're really a sufferer then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Really? And so what are some of the things that you do to help yourself out that maybe my listeners would, you know, be able to add to their, for them?
Well, one thing that every allergy patient should remember is that you're not really fully prepared until you're fully diagnosed.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people, we call them the walking wounded. You know, every spring comes around and they sort of suffer through their allergy symptoms through the 6 to 8 weeks that their season might be in full swing, and then they forget about it. They never go to the doctor and maybe don't get the kind of blood test or skin test they need, talk to a physician like Dr. Dahl about identifying exactly what they're allergic to. And the reason that's so important, because there are therapies that can specifically target exactly what you're allergic to. And even if you don't go that far, at least you know what to avoid. So if you have oak pollen allergy, or if you have mulberry pollen allergy, or grass ragweed pollen, you know, there are very specific proteins that each person is allergic to. So to know what those are really gives you a leg up on being able to know what time of year is going to be your worst and that you should prepare.
Right.
So getting diagnosed properly is the first major step. The second major step really is to talk to your physician about what are the best options for you to care for your allergies, because for many people it ebbs and flows. Your symptoms peak during certain times of the year. They're lower, but maybe still present at other times of the year. And working with a doctor can help you develop a really smart plan to go in and out of your treatment in a smart way.
Right. And Mike, what is your background?
I'm a health marketing communications person. So I've been here at the foundation for 10 10 years. I'm the Vice President of External Affairs. And really our job is to educate not just patients on better care, but also we know that over 50% of allergy is undiagnosed. So people, 50% of those patients out there don't even know they have allergy or aren't dealing with them properly. So our job is to really get them into the healthcare system to recognize their disease.
Wow.
We hear things like, oh, it's just nasal allergies. I'm just sneezing.
Right.
But when you really think about it, and when we talk to patients who have severe allergy, what they remind us is that breathing is pretty important to living.
You think?
and your nasal passages and your sinuses are the gateway for air to get into your lungs. And so when that's compromised, when you're compromised by violent sneezing over a 6 or 8 week period, severe congestion, inflammation, congestion because of the flow of mucus, and if uncared for, untreated, unmanaged, it compromises your ability to breathe. It can also mask some underlying other conditions like sinusitis, asthma. It's a serious problem. So it's important to get diagnosed and then work with a doctor to get on the right treatment regimen.
Well, you know, I broke my nose when I was younger, and talk about not being able to breathe. If that's a hint of what you guys go through, my heart goes out to everybody because it's scary when you can't breathe, you know. So anyways, well, I thank both of you for coming on my show and talking about this because I know that there's a lot of people out there that do suffer with allergies, even if, like I was saying, is sometimes it just comes with our age. As we get a little older, you know, you start to go, wait, I never had allergies. What's going on here?
Yeah, things really change.
Yeah. So where can we go for more information?
Well, WaterPik has a website, waterpik.com.
Okay.
And they list a lot of information about allergies and sinus health.
Okay, great. And Mike?
They can visit the full rankings at allergycapitals.com.
Okay.
Where they can also get to the WaterPik site, and of course, where they can learn about where their city is on the list and any city they might be visiting this spring or summer.
Okay, perfect. Well, I thank both of you. That was perfect. Okay, so if anybody's just tuning in right now, we were just talking with Dr. Linda Dahl and Mike Trangle, and we were talking about allergies, and everybody's got those. So I thank both of you for being a part of my show.
Okay, thanks for having us.
All right, have a great weekend. All right, talk to you soon. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to author Melissa, and we're going to be talking about making our kids want to eat healthy. So you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffman, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to Facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at Facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy, happy Friday. And we are feeling good here. It is Matt and myself. And this is fun. We actually, that was kind of weird because it all worked out. We had Dr. Linda Dahl, who is a ear, nose, and throat specialist, and then Mike Tringle. And we were talking about asthma. So it was like, you know, things happen here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to remind you that if you miss any part of my show, you can listen from 1 to 2. Also, you can stream us at my website, kimpaganoshow.com. And I'm also on iTunes now, so download it, rate us, tell us what you think about it. You have our podcasts on there, and you can just listen, go on there and look for the Kim Pagano Show. Also, so then you can be exercising, something that I want to get back on to, walking and doing my stuff, so you can listen to me then. The other thing is, if you are on Facebook, I am trying to have a goal to get my listenership up there. So if you're there, like us. So also, I'm getting ready to do a little trivia question because I'm going to the NASCAR races this weekend. So if you're into racing, listen for this question because I would love to give you a $25 gift certificate to Lures Fish House in Camarillo. Right now, we're going to welcome author Melissa. Is it Hallis Leon?
That's Hallis Liang.
Okay, I was close there, right?
Definitely.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. And so what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I'd love to start by telling you about superkidsnutrition.com. It's a great resource for your listeners, for parents, teachers, and kids who have questions about how to make healthy eating fun. And we also provide nutrition curriculum and learning activities to over 3,000 schools across the U.S.
Now, what about kids that are picky? I don't have any of those kids that are really picky, but I know a lot of parents do, and I know that's really hard. In fact, we just partnered up with Parent Click, and I know we probably have a lot of parents listening right now. Also, I want to remind everybody that I am a partner with Coffee News and Ventura Breeze. And if you want to be a part of our show right here, give me a call at 805-419-0008. Love to party with you. All right. So what is it that we can do to help our kids eat better?
Well, first, you can make food colorful. Make sure it has good eye visual, you know, visual appeal. And get kids involved in selecting foods at the grocery store and preparing foods in the kitchen. One thing I do with my daughter is I help her pack her lunch and her on-the-go snacks, you know, for all those after-school activities. Odwalla has a great new line of not-from-concentrate smoothies. They come in three kid-friendly flavors, and it gives parents a new option they can feel good about because it has no added sugar, it has that smooth texture that kids love, and it provides one whole fruit serving in every box.
And what is that?
It's called Odwalla. They're one of my favorite drinks out there.
Oh, Odwalla.
And now Odwalla comes in these kid smoothies.
Okay. And now how many calories are in those?
Oh, they're not that high at all. Actually, they're just perfect for kids. You're looking at about 110 calories, which is perfect.
Okay, great. And what is your background?
I'm a registered dietitian, and I'm also a nutrition educator and professor.
Okay, and do you specialize in children?
Family and kids nutrition. So, you know, which really, you know, it all, whether you're talking about adults or family or communities, it all starts with kids.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about where we should start. If we are one of those fast food parents that, you know, we're trying to get our kids to the next, you know, sport or this or that, and we're stopping at all the fast foods, where should we start? I mean, I love the idea that you, you know, pack food to go. I mean, that's really the best thing. I was just with my older daughter, and she's a teacher, and she has one of those, you know, those bags that you can keep everything cool in now. And she had a refrigerator in there, basically.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. When you're looking at families who are eating fast food, these are families who want convenient items that are easy to fit in their busy schedules. So another good food that you can make at home is Jimmy Dean Delight's turkey sausage quesadillas. It's a better-for-you option. It only takes 3 minutes to heat up. It's only 250 calories and packed with 15 grams of protein. And you can always put a little fruit on the side, and you've got yourself a quick and easy meal.
Okay. So, of course, it's better to eat turkey than, right?
Yes. Okay. And regular sausage. And always going for something, you know, that's made with egg whites or reduced fat cheese.
Right. And now, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. And so what are some of the meals that you make?
Well, you know, we do a variety. I also work a lot, so we do... We might pick up a rotisserie chicken. And
you know what? Those are, aren't those great now? You can get a couple meals off of those.
You can. And I think that's what it's about. It's about, you know, making sure that when you're cooking one meal, you're thinking about how those leftovers can be used for lunch or dinner the next day.
Right. And how important, you know, you hear that you need lots of color on your plate and less meat. How do you agree with that?
I think it's something that dietitians have been saying for years. We really love that new MyPlate.gov. It talks about, you know, making half of your plate fruits and vegetables, 50% of your grains whole grain, and then a small portion, that one-fourth remaining, is protein. And also figuring out where snacks, you know, can come into your daily eating habits, making sure that you're choosing healthier for you options. A good snack that I like is Pirate's Booty. It's, you know, it's baked, all natural. It's got half the fat than your traditional potato chip. And plus, you don't have to worry with your kids about their classmates' food allergies because it's tree nut and gluten-free. Plus, it comes in 65-calorie multi-pack. So you're teaching your child about their right portion size.
Okay, perfect. And now, what about fruits? How hard is it? You know, I think, to me, if I have everything cut up and like even celery and carrots and all that, if I have it all cut up and put in, you know, different containers and stuff like that, to me, that's when my kids eat it.
Exactly. You know, it's having, again, having it be ready, you know, and also, you know, having those fruit convenience items so that, you know, your kid is having it at lunch, they're going to drink it or eat it. It's really about making it accessible and colorful and visually appealing.
Right. And I really think it's also about getting them involved in cooking with you and shopping with you. And when you're, you know, they're going for the cookies, you're going, let's get something a little healthier, right?
Yeah, and even using cookie cutters, you know, cookie cutters for watermelon. Or
making it fun. There you go.
And, you know, kids as young as 3 and 4 can even use a plastic knife to help cut up the mushrooms or red pepper slices. It's really about getting them involved, having it be hands-on, whether it's gardening, you know, growing your own vegetables.
I love that.
Or selecting foods at the grocery store.
There you go.
See where the food comes from, and they're involved in growing it or choosing it, then they're more apt to eat it.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, because my kids are getting a little bit older now, but they're all slowly getting involved in, you know, making the food. And then, of course, I have a garden, so they want to be a part of that. But when your kids are young, that's the time. And I know it feels like we don't have enough time because we're doing everything else. But bring them into that. Really give them their own little pot that they can grow their own herbs in or vegetables in so they can watch it. I mean, that's where, you know, passions start to learn.
You know, I have to agree, and as part of SuperKidsNutrition.com, we actually provide nutrition garden curriculum for schools. And we go ahead and we incorporate those math and science concepts so that it doesn't overload the teacher. It still meets those standards they have to meet while getting kids involved in nutrition.
Wow, that's great. You know what? In fact, I have a little... I have a little gift to give away right now since we're talking about it. It's actually for a young child to kind of start their own planting, and I will take caller number 3. It's really cute. It's got little gloves and little shovel, and you know, it's a little pack that I got. So I would love to give away that at 805-639-0008. I just remembered I had that, and we're talking about that. What a perfect way to get your kids involved with planting. So if anybody's listening out there and they have little ones and they want to get them involved, or even grandchildren, it's fun to do that. It's fun to, you know, get them to be a part of that. Matt, I know you have something to say. What is it?
Yeah, we just got an email right now from Cindy in Moore Park, and she had a quick question for you.
Perfect.
Says her child has no appetite at mealtime. What can she do?
Perfect. Can you help us out with that?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the things you need to avoid is that, you know, making sure that they're not eating too close to mealtime. Getting them physically active before meals, whether if they're really young, you know, making sure you're not pushing them in the stroller too much. Have them get up and push the stroller. Little kids love to do that. It can test your patience at times.
Yes.
You know, but it's teaching them to be active. And I think a lot of it has to do with activity. You know, watching your screen time, making sure they're not watching too much TV. And then not, you know, filling up at snack time, making sure snacks are in the appropriate portion size.
That's perfect. That's good. And you know what? Really, I mean, that's another thing we didn't even really get into is our kids. It's so easy to be overweight, and we are talking about that when we're young so that we can get them so they're not overweight when they're older.
And really being a positive role model, you know, by eating the appropriate portion sizes yourself, eating a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, not what you see, don't watch me, just, you want to be the leader in what you're doing and what you're teaching.
And they'll follow your model and eat what you're eating.
I love it. I love that they'll follow you as a model, and that's what it's all about. Well, where do we find more information?
You can visit superkidsnutrition.com to learn about healthy eating, and visit tipsontv.com to make sure you're finding out all those key points we talked about today and good resources to other links that can help you feed your family right.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate you being a part of our show today.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Okay, we have a NASCAR trivia question, and this is for that $25 gift certificate to Lures. If anybody out there loves good fish and oyster bar, and it's all good. I mean, I'm telling you, it's over here off of in Camarillo. And what is our question?
What does NASCAR stand for?
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. What does NASCAR stand for? They are, we are going to be going down to Fontana. They've got the races. I hope they actually last out on Sunday. They expect rain, but, you know, that's one of my dreams for my one son who has been doing racing since he's been 4 and a half. So, he wants to be a NASCAR driver.
Well, the reputation, though, especially with everything I see on Facebook. And,
oh, he's all over
those trophies.
The place.
He's
yeah.
on his way.
He's got he's trophies way. Coming out the Cazones. Anyways, give us a call here if you know what NASCAR stands for, and you can win a $25 gift certificate, 805-639-0008. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Nancy Phillips, and we're going to be talking about how we can get our children more hooked up and know what they're doing with their money. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Matt. And again, our phone number, 805-639-0008.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All All right. We had a winner, and thank you for all those phone calls. And I guess he didn't want to be on. He was, what did you say?
Yeah, he was rushing to a meeting, and he listening online.
Okay.
And he's like, I know this answer. I know this answer.
So what is the answer?
The answer is NASCAR. Well, the question was, what does NASCAR stand for?
Right.
NASCAR stands for the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Ah, there you go. Okay. See, I just go there, but I don't ever, I didn't know what that meant either. So
I hope we don't get Ken in trouble, but yeah.
Because he was walking into a meeting. Yeah. Well, that's okay. We got his information, and we'll be sending that out to him. All right. So anyways, well, our next guest is Nancy Phillips. And Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Kim. How are you?
Very good. And thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a mom with two kids, and I spent just about 20 years in the corporate world doing all kinds of fantastic things, developing products and portfolio management and international business. I had lots of opportunity to travel and so forth. And when my eldest child was 4 and a half, you know, people were starting to give her money for gifts and things like that. And I thought, you know, I better start figuring out when kids learn about money in school and what they're going to get taught and what I need to teach, and just start diving in and figuring this out, because clearly we need to learn skills. They're not rampantly out there right now. And so when I went looking for products and books and so forth to teach, I figured I would be able to find very easily things that would teach children not only money skills, but really life success skills, the goal setting and values-based goal setting especially, so it reflects your family's values. And these products just didn't exist. I was thinking there would be something that would teach them right from the young years right until they would launch into adulthood, and I just couldn't find what I was looking for. So that was really what began my intensive research about 5 years ago to start developing products like this.
I think that's so important, and I think that's great. So what do you have?
Well, I have 4 storybooks right now that are set so that it's with children, a multicultural group of friends growing up together, and they're learning these skills in everyday life, which is when we should be learning them. It's really not meant to be a lecture. It's things that are taught during daily life practices, and they can be very simple messages. And that's really the exciting part that I found from all the research, is that there's nothing super complicated. It's just a matter of doing it and having a roadmap. And that was really what I wanted to create for myself and for other parents around the world, because this is very global, very, very global. Just in the last month, I've had people from 45 countries on my website. And so everyone's wondering, what do we teach and when? And that's really what's been the basis.
And Nancy, what is your website?
The website is Zelawella Kids, which is Zelawella Kids, KIDS, Zelawella Kids. And actually this Friday is the global launch of my audio product, which really is meant to help parents hear, because they know how busy they are. They don't necessarily want to read a big thick book at the end of a busy day with little kids and teens and so on. So I put it in audio, and I put the whole roadmap right from age, you know, preschool right up to the teen years, the things that should be discussed during daily life, and different things you can do with your kids to really help them get a good financial start.
Hmm. And so what, okay, first of all, what does Zelawella Kids mean?
It's a great question. Well, you know, from being around young kids and having them myself, I really just was so incredibly amazed at how brilliant they are and how full of really wonderful resources. The whole idea of this is wealth comes from within. And so Wella is actually the root of the word wealth, and it means an abundance of natural resources. And you know, you're a mom of 4. Little children are just full of all these incredibly valuable resources, like optimism, belief in themselves, determination. And so that's really the root of it. And then I got together with a group of kids, including my own, and we went through rhyming. We wanted to have a fun kind of roll off the tongue type name. So we went through the whole alphabet, and luckily the last letter worked. So that's how we came up with Zelawella.
Oh, that's cute. And now here's a question. Are your kids involved in this too?
Absolutely. I'm always bouncing ideas off them and showing them the pictures that are going in the storybooks and like the resources that I go through, all the children's books and all the adult books on financial literacy and life success. The ones that are age appropriate, I read with my kids and ask them what they like, what they find interesting. So I'm always checking everything I do with children to make sure, as well as parents, to make sure that it's relevant, useful, and valuable.
So what age do you think that kids should start knowing about money?
Well, you know, I think that it's important parents understand that children are learning from modeling, just like Melissa was talking about with eating. Children are learning through observation from the time that they're toddlers. So that's really the time that parents need to be aware of what they're doing. And, you know, if they're consciously thinking about how they spend their money, they should say that, you know. They can say, you know, Charlie, I'm not sure if I should get this basket of strawberries or these blueberries. Let's have a look, you know. And the whole idea is to show your child that you're actually thinking about your decisions, and so that they'll start to think as they're making theirs. So, I mean, that's a long answer, but really you need to be aware of what you're saying and doing from the time they're toddlers, because that's when they start learning from you.
You know, what I find is really great is these are really, I call them life lessons, you know, and I think that that's so important, is because I had a conversation the other day with my daughter, and she was like, Mom, you need to go get one of these. And I said, oh, it's kind of expensive. She goes, Mom, seriously? And so she said, I bought one. And I said, you did? With my money? Because, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I mean, they don't think, they think money just grows on trees. And so you have to, I think it's really important to let them know the cost of different things. And, you know, also I've also, when my oldest daughter moved out to go to college and we have four kids, she was like, Mom, how did you ever go grocery shopping for all of us? I can't even afford it for the one. And so she started doing like the grocery game, which is like a coupons. And so I think it's important for us to have them know that, you know, if you take $10 off your grocery list, it's important. Not that that's just money that you throw away.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things I hear from not only parents but also financial professionals as they start to work with young adults. And, you know, one of the things that came up over and over in my work is that the 21 to the 28-year-olds are one of the highest groups that declare bankruptcy. And I don't think there's any parent out there that wants their child to start their adult life like that, with that kind of trauma and upset. And it's avoidable. And what these professionals are telling me, the financial professionals, is that when they start to work with the young adults, they are completely unaware of what things cost in real life because everything's been paid for. Now, I'm not saying everybody across the board, but it's a very, very common trend. And so it is really important that when we go shopping, we do talk to the kids. And you know, the little kids, they love, like, if you have a big calculator and they can punch numbers in. And it's just, again, it's all about awareness. We need to involve our kids in the financial side of life and not completely exclude them. I really like to make the analogy to a sport, you know. You can't learn how to play a sport if you don't play it. And that's exactly the same with money. They need to get hands-on practice. They need to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to start when you're young.
I definitely agree. And now here's a question. What will we find? Are these, so you have books and CDs?
The CDs launch on Friday, yes, and they come with a workbook, and the workbook actually shows the complete roadmap right from the foundation and the preschool years right up to the teen years. The various key milestones or basic building blocks that children need to learn and what parents can discuss with their kids.
Okay, and I probably haven't received mine yet, but here's a question. What age do they go to?
What age does the, like the audio and so forth?
Yes.
Well, it goes up to the teen years. So basically it's covering everything right up to the critical credit card talk, talking about the credit score and making sure that they're aware that your credit score is really how you're judged in adult life.
It really is. People don't talk about that.
High school mark.
Yeah, that's really a big thing that we should, I mean, that's what I talk about with my kids, is never be late on any, you know, payments, all those kind of things. Do you also have a checkbook in there?
A checkbook, meaning the kind of checks that you write?
Yes.
No, I don't have that in there, though there's quite a few different examples of that in, you know, online and so forth. And really the best thing is for the parent to show the child that their own checkbook.
Okay.
And you can start having your kids write checks for you, like when they're 7 or 8 years old, and just show it. You know, they think it's fun, actually, because,
right,
I'm getting to do something like an adult.
Right. What about a credit card?
A credit card, you mean what age they should start?
Yeah.
Well, really, for me, from what I'm hearing from, you know, not only the research, but also just parents everywhere and experts in their writing, is that it really isn't based on age. It's based on experience and personal responsibility. If they've never had a chance to handle money, having a credit card handed to them is going to be pretty dangerous because they don't understand the value. And
they think it's almost like if you have checks left, you still have money.
Right.
Matt, have you ever done that before?
No, usually I haven't, but I know that lots of people write checks that bounce. And, you know, it's again, it all comes to awareness, involve, and really making this a part of your daily life as opposed to just ignoring it. But credit cards really have to be based. It's a huge responsibility, so they need to know how to handle money, and learning how with cash is the best way, because then when it's gone, it's gone. And one of the really, really interesting things that people need to be aware of is when you hand over cash, the reason that it's harder to spend cash is when you physically hand it over to a cashier, there's actually a pain trigger in your brain that goes off. That pain trigger does not go off when you use plastic.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Matt, and we're talking to Nancy Phillips, and we're talking about her website, Zellawella Kids. And I think you've done a really great job. I'd love to see one and you know, learn more about it. And so where do people find out about it?
Well, the website, again, Zellawella Kids, is Zellawella Kids, KIDS.com. And you can learn all about, you know, the books are there, the audio is launching on Friday globally for parents. And, you know, I just love to interact. I've got a blog and Facebook and so forth, Zellawella Kids on Facebook. So I'd love to hear what people are questioning, what they're worried about. I hear parents saying, oh, I'm sleepless some nights just wondering how I'm going to teach my kids to survive financially. And so I really like feedback, and I will answer people's questions. And
okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to see mine and, you know, and learn more a little bit about it.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You got it. All right. Thank you again. All right. Well, gosh, it went by so fast, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. What's going on, Matt?
I just can't believe how fast this hour went by.
I'm telling you. I know. Well, we talked about a lot of different things, and that's kind of what we do here. And so who are you going to go see this weekend, you were saying?
I'm going to go see Eddie Griffin tonight.
Oh, very cool. So, over at Ventura?
Actually, he's going to be at the Oxnard, the OPAC.
Oh, so, okay, great. I have not been out there.
Yes, it's been a while since I've been out there. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy some good comedy once in a while. So.
There you go. And now, have you been to the movies yet? Have you seen the new movie that's out right now?
Actually, I haven't. I've been meaning to go to the movies. I haven't had the time to really go at night to go check out a movie. I'm usually those ones, I'm just going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
You're one of those, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, I know over at, I love to go to Roxy Theater. That is over in Camarillo. And I know my son was last night out there, you know, waiting in line at midnight for the new movie, The Hunger.
I knew you were going to say The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about it?
Yes, I've seen the previews. It looks awesome.
Yeah. And I know a lot of the kids, Bob was just saying that his grandchildren read the book. And so if you're out there and you're going to do date night tonight, that might be a great place for you to do. I got a couple of people on here. I put it on Facebook. So hopefully we do have a couple winners.
Hello, yes.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You are a winner.
Excellent. Yay.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
Camarillo.
Oh, great. And are you a listener every day, or do you just happen to turn on?
No, actually, I listen to you quite often, I'm Facebooking with you.
Oh, very good, very good. I appreciate that. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you won, and have you seen that movie yet?
No, have not.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah. My kids will be excited.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening and being a winner on the Kim Pagano Show. Will you share me with all your friends?
I sure will. And I just want to give a shout out to my son. Today's his 17th birthday.
Very good. Happy, happy birthday. That's awesome.
Yes, yeah. JD. So just wanted to say you put on your Facebook why I'm happy on Friday. Well, it's my son's birthday.
We cherish our children.
Tickets.
Very good. All right. And what is your son's name?
His name is JD.
JD?
Yes.
All right. Well, happy birthday, JD. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Good, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is attitude is the little thing that makes a big difference. And really, you know, whatever happens, it's all about, you know, just having the best attitude. Even when stuff happens, you know, I call life happens. It doesn't matter. So that's what it's all about. With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for being here, Matt. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, of course, and great job on our board. And thank you to all my listeners and all my callers. And have a really great weekend. I'm Kim, and you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you later. Also, I want to remind everybody, next week I am on Coach Ron Tunick's show from 4 to 6. So definitely stay with me. You know, you'll be able to hear me in the morning and then in the afternoon again. So 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, and then also 1 to 2, and then again from 4 to 6. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie.